The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, which was posted to his Facebook page on March 27, 2020. Once upon a time, there was a queen who believed in women's rights and education. She was a compassionate queen who would open her country's first school for girls. She lived in a far-off land. That land was called Afghanistan. No, this is not a fairy tale. Afghanistan and feminism aren't often thought of together, according to writer Phil Halton. But buried in Afghan history, there's a woman who deserves to be lauded as one of the world's early feminists. Her name is Saria Tarzi, and she should better be known outside of her home country. Saria Tarzi was known throughout the world for her progressive ideas. This is according to Time Magazine's 100 Women of the Year. Born in exile in Syria in 1899, she was educated by her father, Mahmoud Tarzi, who was an intellectual, a poet, a political philosopher, and a functionary in the vast bureaucracy of the Ottoman Empire, according to Halton. Growing up in Ottoman-controlled Syria, Saria Tarzi overcame a lisp and found her voice, according to a book about feminism called Rejected Princesses. In the 1920s, Saria Tarzi became the queen consort of Afghanistan. She was the first queen consort of Afghanistan. It was about the time when women here in the United States achieved an amendment of the Constitution that granted them the right to vote. Saria campaigned for women's rights and education. This is according to Afghan advocate and activist Zarifa Ghaffari, who was chosen as an International Woman of Courage in 2020. When Amanullah Khan became king, Queen Saria became his comrade in arms, becoming an influential figure in not just the Muslim world, but in the entire world. Queen Saria was always by her husband's side at national events and hunting parties, cabinet meetings, wounded soldiers' tents during the War of Independence, and even to dangerous, rebellious provinces. She was the first Muslim consort to appear in public with her husband. As the wife of King Amanullah Khan, she became one of the most powerful figures in the Middle East in the 1920s, according to Time magazine. Tarzi was the face of change in Afghanistan. She was King Amanullah Khan's only wife, according to The Diplomat, the current affairs magazine for the Asia-Pacific region. Tarzi and Khan worked closely together. In 1926, he declared, "I am your king, but the Minister of Education is my wife, your queen." In the book Rejected Princesses, Saria was described as unlike any consort in Afghan history. She was fond of breaking with tradition, a fierce believer in women's rights and education, and she, along with her mother, founded the country's first women's magazine in 1927 called Irshad-e-Naswan, or Guidance for Women. Under her direction, the very first school for girls was opened in Afghanistan, offering a secular education rather than a religious one, according to Halton. Now known as Laisi Malalay, this school was reopened in 2003 and continues to educate girls in Kabul to this day. She also influenced her husband, who created new laws that ban child marriages, gave women the right to choose their husbands, made education for all children, boys and girls, mandatory, and imposed a tax system that discouraged polygamy. In a 1926 speech at the 7th anniversary of independence from the British, Saria said, "It, independence, belongs to all of us, and that is why we celebrate it. Do you think, however, that our nation from the outset needs only men to serve it? Women should also take part as women did in early years of our nation and Islam. From their examples, we must learn that we must all contribute toward the development of our nation and that it cannot be done without being equipped with knowledge. So we should all attempt to acquire as much knowledge as possible in order that we may render our services to society in the manner of the women of early Islam. Saying that independence belongs to all of us, Tarzi forcefully called for women to take their part in nation building. And in the book, Rejected Princesses, we're reminded that this was unheard of for Afghan consorts. Queens didn't publicly appear with kings or establish progressive magazines for women or encourage women to enter politics. Queen Suraya also established an organization headed by Amanullah's sister to advocate for the rights of women and to provide a venue for women to complain about mistreatment or abuse. She helped create a court to hear women who had been abused and wanted a divorce, according to Rejected Princesses. And to enforce the law, she formed an all-female secret service to monitor abusive men. Queen Suraya reigned from 1919 to 1929. In the face of opposition, the couple campaigned against polygamy and the veil and practiced what they preached. Tarzi was known for tearing off her veil in public and instead wearing wide-brimmed hats with an attached veil. This is according to Time magazine. Modern Diplomacy magazine described the plan as not timed right and that the couple's plan was more progressive than the context of Afghanistan in 1928. Soon after, religious and traditional local elders revolted against the modernization program. When an uprising threatened to depose her husband in 1929, one of the rebels' demands was that he divorce Suraya and send her into exile. This was according to Halton, the author of Blood Washing Blood, Afghanistan's 100-Year War. Instead, they both fled the country, first to India and then to Italy, where they lived until their deaths in 1968. They were returned to Afghanistan and are buried side by side in a royal mausoleum in Jalalabad. I have no nostalgia for monarchy, but Suraya was a role model, said Ghaffari. I think of her whenever I'm frustrated and when people tell me, give up, Safari, leave this office, stay at home, take care of your family matters. Whatever we women of the world may have already achieved, let us not take it for granted. It could be taken back from if we are not vigilant and strong. Although relatively unknown outside of Afghanistan, she is a hero to the women of that country for which she accomplished and for the future of which she dreamed, wrote Halton. A second wave of reform in Afghanistan in the 1970s would echo Tarzi's ideas from 50 years before then. With the rise in women's education and representation in political life, and the raising of the marriage age, wrote Haynes. When Time rolled out its 100 Women of the Year to acknowledge that women that history hasn't always recognized or looked at, Suraya Tarzi was selected to celebrate, acknowledge, and recognize as one of the women that deserve to have their moment on the cover of Time magazine. This has been a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find John S. Randall's Peace Page. Just look him up, JonSRandall, Randall. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank Jackson Leon, my co-producer, and I thank you for listening.